Thanks, Jerry. And I'm speaking to Darren Chabane, a fairly wet and soggy Darren Chabane, who's just finished the Ride for Kids for 2018. Darren, you've done the whole ride.
The whole ride, the whole kit and caboodle, all 700 kilometers. And I got to be honest with you, Tim, that week went by so fast, so fast. Great group of people, the camaraderie, the teamwork was unbelievable. I can't believe where the week went. But today, very soggy and wet.
Well, this is Saturday, and we have had probably the wildest weather I think I've ever seen in Phuket. Wind and rain.
Wind and rain, and when we were coming in,
hurricanes, tornadoes.
it was crazy weather, and we were lucky that. It actually forced us to move a little quicker than what we'd normally move at.
Now, why was the event such a success? I mean, obviously it's about raising money, but there's something about the team that goes and does this and gets together and works together and to help each other for 5 days and 700 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the day that really impressed me the most, Tim, was when we rode from Krabi to Surintani, and it was the biggest day. It was 160 kilometers. And just talking to a lot of the people before we even started, 160 kilometers was daunting for a lot of people, and just a massive challenge. And you could see the apprehension when we were speaking to them, and just to see when, you know, we finished, it wasn't easy, but when we finished, just to see that look of achievement on their face was just, it was incredible, you know. And I've done a lot of things that have really pushed, you know, my physical boundaries, but as I'm getting a little bit longer in the tooth, a little older, it's just seeing other people complete these things, it just brings me so much just happiness and joy.
Now, you've already said that you want to get involved next year, but why?
Well, two things, Tim. You've known me for a while now, and I'm all about being engaged in our community. And I think that those of us that that can give back and be of service in any way possible, it's our duty. Bottom line, it's our duty. The other thing too is I love being active. I love being on a bike, but just that sense of being engaged with a bunch of people towards a common goal, it's incredible, an incredible feeling.
Darren, what was the highlight of the Ride for Kids week?
The highlight for me was...
apart from hitting the finish line.
Hitting the finish line. The highlight for me was today, Tim. I had the opportunity to escort and ride with a client of mine, a man who I respect immensely, a 78-year-old guy, the living legend, Kurt. And just to be able to sit with him for about 6 hours, and he didn't complain once, didn't whinge once. So it's raining, it's windy, you know.
The gaffer tape over his mouth, sort of, that helped a lot.
that helped a lot too. But just his smile and just to see somebody like that, how these ordinary people can inspire other people. The other one I need to tip my hat to is Romeo. I mean, here's a 13-year-old kid who rode 200 kilometers to get his whole school involved.
I just spoke to Romeo, and he's would be about 5'2" and about 50 kilograms wringing wet.
I was just going to say that, soaking wet, mate, soaking wet. But I rode out yesterday and met them halfway on their journey from Phuket to Koh Lak. And as we were riding right into Koh Lak, we had these beautiful hills we were coming up. And he asked his dad, he's like, "Dad, what are we at right now?" And his dad said to him, "Well, we're at 98 kilometers. And I said to Romeo, "Mate, we got this cool little downhill we're going to slip into, and you're going to crack that 100 mark on the downhill." And the smile, his bloody smile almost knocked me off my bike. And that's why I do these things.
Yeah. Congratulations for being involved. A lot of money raised, which we'll find out probably a result later this week. Congratulations to you, the whole team, all 25 of you. And we look forward to being involved with the Ride for Kids next year.
Oh, I can't wait.
Darren Chabane there, a Tiger favourite, a Tiger regular. We let him have a week off so he can hang up the shaven howl and get back on the microphone.
Try those legs, though. Feel those legs.
I'm not touching your legs.
I might not have shaved my face, but you should feel those legs.
Not going anywhere near your legs. Okay, back to afternoons with Jerry Mitchell.